Here we go, five short ideas. L'chavad Shabbos Kodesh. Week number 15, Machshava Ideas, five short ideas. Learn Shemitzos Chor Furshim for Bar Tzvi Berif Bat Yabasoch Shor Yisrael and Fitzpor Leah Bat Bas Chaya Mash Yabasoch Shor Chor Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from more of a Shemesh. More of a Shemesh, more of a Tamidia Ba Shem Tov. Aman Shisi Ososai. Beginning the Parsha tells us that we have to do these two Osas. It says in more of a Shemesh, you want to know what these two osim refer to? These two osim refers to Shabbos and Tefillin. When Yid is strong in Shabbos and Tefillin, that's what it's all about. When you have these two signs in his midst, Man Shisa Osos Eilu B'Kirbo, and you have them in your midst, then you can feel like a Jewish. But that's what a Jew is. A Jew. What is a Jew without Shabbos? What is a Jew without Tefillin during the week? That's what it's all about. We're going to get back to maybe at the end exactly what the Panimius is behind that. Moshe Minder, one of the Talmidim, the Slanim or Chassidim, he says a beautiful idea also on the Parsha. L'choyso Hayor B'Moshvosam. And all Chai Yisrael had, they had light in their dwellings, says the Moshe Minder. Exactly, it's not just talking about that they had in their dwellings, but Moshvosim is the Lashon of Shabbos. L'choyso Hayor B'Moshvosam, wherever Jews sit, and they sit together on Shabbos in a holy way. And that just, that doesn't just mean that they're learning a davening, but just sitting together, sitting itself brings itself light. Shabbos, just hanging out on Shabbos together with your friends brings itself. That's what it is. L'choyso Hayor B'Moshvosam. Shabbos, when Jews gather together, it brings or B'Moshvosam. Dafka on your Shabbosos. Beautiful two ideas. Mar Veshemesh and Ramosha Minor with the Tamidim of the holy Slanimer Chassidim. Third idea comes to us from the Svarno on this week's Parsha. The Svarno says, Achorish is Alechem. We know famously the Svarno says, Achorish is Alechem. Now you have time. You have time now. You have time to be able to choose. Because the slave doesn't have time, doesn't have the ability, the free will, the choice to choose. You have the ability to choose. Says the Svarno, Parshas Vachan and Zohar, Siyom HaShabbos, the Kodsho. Says the Svarno, the Kodsho. What does it mean, the Kodsho? The Kodsho means you think that, okay, I have to keep Shabbos. I just won't do this, I won't do that. No. Shabbos is not just a day about don'ts. Shabbos is also a day about do's. L'kodsho. Shabbos Kodesh. To sanctify. To make holy. How do you make it holy? By davening. By learning. By having proper conversations at the Shabbos table. By saying the Torah. By singing Zmiros. To make sure that the Shabbos is not just a Shabbos of don'ts, but it's a Shabbos of do's. L'kodsho. To use the time that we get now. The time that we get from stop being slaves of Egypt. The slaves of the week. Now we're in control of our time. The kodesh, to make sure, to sanctify it properly in a kodesh way. Beautiful two svarnos connected. The fourth idea comes to us from the tziv. We say in Kach Saif, Nafshi, Shabbos Kodesh, Nafshi, Cholas Ahav Asecha. On Shabbos Kodesh Baruch Hu, my heart yearns and it's sick and it's lovesick for your love. It says the tziv, what does this mean, Nafshi, Cholas Ahav Asecha? Nafshi, Cholas Ahav Asecha, doesn't that only mean that I'm lovesick for your love? I'm sick for your, I'm lovesick, Rabban Hashem. Nafshi Cholas Ahav Asecha means that I'm sick, that I wasn't able to love you properly. Maybe throughout the week I wasn't able to love you properly. Maybe now on Shabbos I'm not able to love you properly. But just know, I recognize this. And I wasn't able to daven the way I should, or learn the way I should, or speak to my parents, or speak to my wife, or speak to my friends the way I should. And it kills me, and it hurts me in Ribbono Shel Olam. Know down deep that I want to be better. That's what Nafshi Cholas Ahav Asecha means. Finally, fifth and final idea for this week on five short Machshava ideas on Shabbos Kodesh. Says in the Siv Shalom, this Shiva, you know, at the end of the Parsha, talks about tefillin. Says in the Siv Shalom, why is a Yid Pater? Why is a Yid Pater exempted from tefillin on Shabbos? Because what's tefillin? Tefillin is Kabbalah Shalom Chush Shemayim. Tefillin is accepting the yoke of heaven upon you. That's what Shabbos is. Accepting everything. Okay, what the Ribbono Shel Olam says, everything goes. Everything, Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. That's why Shabbos and tefillin is the same thing. And Shabbos says in the Siv Shalom, I'm not sure if it's him or the earlier son of our rabbis. He says Shabbos stands for Shabbos b'makom tefillin. Right? Shabbos is shin, b'makom is beis. Tefillin is a tough. That's Shabbos. That what tefillin does for us during the week to remind us who we're connected to, who we're serving. That's what Shabbos does. Actually, that's why we don't have to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Let's just review these five ideas. Man shisi osus ha'ele b'kibbol, to maybe make sure it says more of Hashem as you have these two shisim, these shtei osim, not shisi osus ha'ele, but shtei osim. What's the shtei osim of tefillin and Shabbos to be able to be connected to their bonus shem davka through tefillin and Shabbos? Moshe Minder says ulchayso ha'ya'or b'mishvosam. We had light in our dwellings, not only in our dwellings, but we had light dafka when Jews sit together, but Moshvosam on Shabbos. The Svarno says, Achorish Zalachem, it's your time now. You have the ability to choose what you do. It says the Svarno in Parshas Vaschana, L'Kodesh, to make Shabbos holy, not of days of don'ts, but days of do's. Today to connect, to reconnect, to reevaluate, and to spiritually connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Netziv says, Nafshi Cholas Ahav Asecha, it does not only mean that I'm lovesick for your love, but a yearn at the end of the day, I know that I know that I could have been better. I should have loved you in a deeper way, in a better way. I could have davened in a better way. That's why I'm sick. I'm sick that I haven't served you properly. And the fifth and final idea that Sivah Shalom says, Shabbos and Tefillin really do the same thing. Tefillin reminds us of what we're doing, what we're here in this world for. That's what Shabbos does. Shabbos is the reset button to tell us what we're doing in this world. That's why it says Shabbos stands for Shabbos B'makom Tam. We should be Zohar to take these Shabbos ideas. The more we learn about Shabbos, Shabbos will affect us in a beautiful, beautiful way. Have a beautiful Shabbos Kiddush.